Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Pesachim Daf Pei Aleph. We left off on Daf Pei Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rav Yosef at the end of the page on Daf Pei Amud Beis. At Amar Rav Yosef, three lines from the end of the page. On Daf Pei Amud Beis, today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, sponsored by the Church Avenue Minyan, Lila Nishmas, our friends, neighbors, and members, Yuri Sternfeld, Yehuda Aryeh ben Chaim Tuvia Levi, Alav Shalom, and Moshe Schwartz, Moshe Yitzchak ben Yisrael Yaakov, Alav Shalom, and for Rufu Shlema to Fego Peril Bastava Rivka. It's also sponsored by Rufu Shlema for Yael Esther Malka Bashlima Rachel. It's also sponsored by the Galernter Morris and Sachs families for Rufu Shlema for Shira Bas Devora Leia. And it's also sponsored by Matthew Ostreicher, sadly now in memory of his father, Menachem Avram ben Moshe Binyamin, Alav Shalom, the entire Ostreicher family, Shrav and Nechama, and Shabbat Shrav and Aliyah from the Zuchos of our learning. So we're holding again Daf Peyam Beis at Amar Rav Yosef, where today's daf is primarily about the topic that was introduced in the Mishnah yesterday of Tumas HaTahom, that we have this unusual halacha. The Gemara is going to try to derive in today's daf where this halacha comes from. Ultimately, we decide on halacha l'moshe misinai, that if the Tumah was Tumas HaTahom, was a Tumah that nobody in the world was aware of, Tumas Mace, that nobody was aware of, and then when you found out about it, the carbon was already shechted, the halacha is the tzitzit that the Nazir is not going to have to count the second Nazirus. The person who brought the Karban Pesach is Yotzei his Karban Pesach. He doesn't have to bring another Karban Pesach. That the Tzitzis Meratzeh for Tumas HaTahom. So the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Karban brought on behalf of somebody who later had a flow that reveals that they were a Zav the entire time, or a Zava the entire time, whether Tzitz Meratzeh on that as well. And that's going to lead us to discover a unique Shita of Rabbi Yossi as far as the status of Tumas Zav and Zava. So we're going to have a little bit of a discussion about Tumas Zav and Zava as well. Then the Gemara is going to discuss whether a carbon tamid that's brought by a Kohen who's tamay with Tumas HaTahom is acceptable. Meaning, Tzitzis Meratzah and Tumas HaTahom, is that only for a Nazir and an Osa Pesach, or is that also for a carbon tamid as well? And then we're going to talk about a person who passes by on a road and later discovers that there was a dead body across that road. What do we assume about his Tumas status and the validity, whether he's allowed to eat truma, the validity of his karban as well. So let's pick up again Amar Rav Yosef, just to give a little context to what we were talking about over here, because we're sort of in the middle of a conversation. The Mishnah had said that there is this concept called Tumas HaTahom. Nobody was aware of this Tumah, so the person became Tameh through a Tumas HaTahom. The Tzitzis Meratzah, his karban is going to be okay, his Nazirus is going to be okay, his karban Pesach is going to be okay. So the Gemara raises a question, yeah, that's as far as the Bailim of the Karban. What if the Kohen who's doing the Avoda on the Karban became Tamei with Tumas HaTahom? Does he have that Heter also? Do we then ignore the Tumah that the Kohen had since it was only Tumas HaTahom? So we tried to bring a Raya from a statement from a Braisa of Rabbi Chia that Lo Amru Tumas HaTahom Ela Lemeis Bilvad, that we're trying to exclude something. We're trying to say that Tumas HaTahom is very limited. It's only Lemeis Bilvad. So we tried to suggest yesterday that maybe that Rabbi Chia is talking about the Kohen who's being makriv, and we're saying that that the Torah does not allow Tumas HaTahom for the Kohen if he became Tameh with Tumas Sheretz, only if he became Tameh with Tumas Meis. But you do see that it does work for the Kohen, that this concept of Tumas HaTahom works for a Kohen, because we're saying when it's a Kohen, it's only the Meis Bilvad. If it's about the Bailim, of course it's the Meis Bilvad. If it's about the Bailim, when the Bailim is Tameh Sheretz, you could bring his karbanos anyway. So you don't need any special heter of Tumas HaTahom. So it must be, that's what we closed with yesterday, it must be that we're talking about the Kohen, and we're saying that vis-a-vis the Kohen, we will have the heter of Tumas HaTahom, but only for Tumas Meis, not for Tumas Sheretz. So I'm Rav Yosef, so now we pick up, Rav Yosef says, even if you hold that you shecht for people who are Tamei Sheretz, you don't have to say that Rav Chia is talking about the Kohen that's being makriv. Le'olam be'bailim. Really, we're talking about the Bailim, Ube Pesach Lemute Tumas HaTahom Deziva, and we're talking about someone who's bringing a carbon Pesach b'Tumas HaTahom. What do we mean when we say Lemeis Bilvad? What other form of Tumah could there possibly be that I need to rely on Tumas HaTahom? If it's Tumas Sheretz, of course I'm allowed to shech the carbon Pesach for a guy who has Tumas Sheretz. No, it's coming to be Memai Tumas Ziva, that if he has Tumas HaTahom Deziva means that he he was a Zav, but no one in the world, including himself, knew about it. How do you have such a thing that no one in the world knew about it? So you have a Zav, a Zav has to count when a person is a Zav Bal Shtei Re'ios, a man who becomes a Zav, who saw twice, or a Zava Gedola, a woman who saw Ziva, a flow, 3 days in a row, during the Yud Alef Yom Shebe Nida L'Nida, during the 11 days of the month, that she's eligible to become a Zava. The halach is, they need Shiva Nikiyin. They need to count 7 clean days. So we're familiar with that from Hilchos Nida, but really, our whole Hilchos Nida is really Hilchos Zava Gedola, because we assume every woman, Yafil Tipestam Kechardel, is a Zava Gedola. Shiva Nikiyin is not a din in Hilchos Nida. Shiva Nikiyin is a din in Hilchos Zava Gedola. So if you have a Zav or a Zava that's on their last day of their Tahara, and the time of the Zrika, he assumes that that night he's going to be Tar, and he's going to be able to eat the Karban Pesach. So they're being Zorik the Dam of the Karban Pesach, and he figures, okay, this is my last day, so tonight I'll be Tar, I'll be able to eat the Karban Pesach. And then after they bring the Karban, he has another Re'iyah. It's something that's so ser, the Yemei Tahara. It ruins the Yemei Tahara. So it turns out Lemafreya, already at the time of the Zrika, he was not ready to eat the Karban that night, even though nobody knew about it, because no one knew what the future held. But the halacha is that if a Zava or a Zav sees Dam on that last day, it's so Shalom Mafreya, it ruins all the Shiva Nikiyim. It turns out they were Tameh the entire time. So it turns out that the person was not Omeid to be able to eat the Karban Pesach that night. So that's a Tumas HaTahob of Ziva. So it says, Tumas HaTahob de Ziva lo Meratze, but does the Tzitz not work for Tumas HaTahob de Ziva? Meaning you're telling me that that's Rabbi Chiya's Chiddush, that Tumas HaTahob only works for Tumas Meis, but not for Ziva. Are you sure that it doesn't work for Ziva? V'atanya, but we have a Brisa that tells us that Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi talks about a case of a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, Sheshachtu V'Zarku Aleha, B'Sheni Shela. You have a case of a woman who Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, which means she had her first Re'iyas Dam on Yud Gimel Nisan, so the halacha is, each day, if she sees Dam once on Yud Gimel Nisan, Yud Dal Nisan, she has to make sure that she doesn't see any more Dam, then she goes to the mikvah, then she's Tahora. If she does see Dam on Yud Dal Nisan, so she's got to try again for Tezvav. And Tezvav, if she doesn't see Dam, she's good, she goes to the mikvah, she's Tahora. If she does see Dam, then she becomes a Zava Gedola, because then it would have been 3 consecutive days. So here's a woman that Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom on Yud Dal Nisan. It's a V'Sheni Shela. It's the second of the 2 days. So she saw Dam on Yud Gimel. Now she's trying to make sure that Yud Dal, that nothing happens. And she does the Karban Pesach and everything. V'achar Kach Ra'asa. And then later in the day, on Erev Pesach, she sees Dam again. So it turns out that the second day, she was not, that on Erev Pesach, she was not Tahora. Halacha is Eina Ochelas. She's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, because now she's going to be a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom on the first day of Pesach as well. Peturim Ilasos Pesach Sheni, but she's potter from doing Pesach Sheni, from bringing a Pesach Sheni. My time, Elad Mishum Zerat Tzitz. Why is she potter from Pesach Sheni? Isn't she potter from Pesach Sheni because the Tzitz is Meratzeh, that at the time of the Shechita, at the time of the Zrika, she had no idea that she was going to be Tameh. Nobody knew that she was going to be Tameh. That's what we call Tumas HaTahom. So don't you see that it works? That Tumas HaTahom works even for Ziva. So how can you say that Tumas HaTahom only works L'meis Pelvad? It only works for Tumas Meis. It doesn't work for Tumas Ziva. You see very clearly over here that it does work for Tumas Ziva. Tosos raises the question, how do I know that the reason she's Pater from Pesach Sheni is because it sits as Meratza for Tumas HaTahom? Maybe she's Pater because women aren't Chayiv in Pesach Sheni even when they become Tameh B'meis. Maybe the whole din of Pesach Sheni is only for men and not for women. So the Tosos quotes from the Re that we're going to see Beferish in the Gemara, Daf Tzadi Aleph, that Rabbi Yossi holds Nashim B'Sheni Chova, that women are Chayiv in Pesach Sheni, and we're explaining the Shita of Rabbi Yossi over here. So since it's a Beferish and Gemara, then Nashim B'Sheni Chova, so that's how we know that it must be that if we're saying she's Potter, it's because of Ritzui Tzit. It's not because women are just excluded from Pesach Sheni. That's what Tosas quotes from the Re. So the Achronim pick up on this, the Aderas in his Tshuvas, Tshuvas Man Eliyahu says, wait a second, Tosas quotes this answer from the Re. What's the answer? that Rabbi Yossi says beferish in the Gemara in 10 blad from now that women are chayiv in Pesach Sheni. What do you need to quote the Ri for? Just tell me it's a Gemara. Well, you know, it's not that the Ri came up with any chiddush. He just pointed you to a Gemara that's a beferish a Gemara later on. So says the Adaris, you see from here that you always have to be Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. I guess there's a little bit of Daf Yomi coincidence because the primary source for this is from Megillah, that Omer Davar B'Shem Amro is Mevi Ku'ulo Li'olam, that you always have to be Omer Davar B'Shem Amro, even if it doesn't seem like much of a chiddush, and that's the Tosas HaRashba in Arasugya quotes the Teretz in the name of the Ri as well. So he says, you see, Ad Heichan Diktiku Lomar B'Shem Amro, how careful they were to say B'Shem Amro. And then the Adara says, as opposed to nowadays, anytime someone hears a chiddush, they run with it and they pretend it's their own and they go and they, and he says, you find in Svarim that a person was asked a really good shayla and there was and it was presented to them and they don't write the name of the person who asked the shayla. Nishalti mi Gaon Echad or mi Tamil Chacham Echad. Why not say the person's name? Say the Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Sometimes there are reasons not to say the person's name. Sometimes for whatever reason it's it's not going to be accepted if you say the person's name. The people are going to shut the book right then if they see who that person is. But in a typical case, to be Omer Davar B'Shem Amro. Anyway, so says Gemara Amri, the Gemara answers, lo. The reason that she's part from Pesach Sheni is not because the tzitz is meratzeh on Tumas HaTom of Ziva, but it's Mishum Deksav Rabbi Yossi Mikanu Labahi Mitama. The reason she's part from Pesach Sheni is because Rabbi Yossi holds that if a woman sees dam on a day that she's supposed to be counting, so that dam is only Mitame her going forward. It's not Mitame her L'mafreya. So at the time that she brought the Karban Pesach, she was Tahora. So it says the Gemara, really, does Rabbi Yossi hold that a Zava who sees on day two of Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom is not Mitamim Mafreya, is only Mitamim Mekanu Labava, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Zav Bal Shtei Ri'ios. If you have a Zav who sees twice, now by a male, Zav, if you see twice, he's Chayiv to count Shivanekiyim and a Karban and everything. Sheshachtu V'zarkwa Lav V'Shviyah Shalom. So they shach the Karban Pesach on, well, he's not Chayiv in Karban unless he sees the third time, but he's the Karban of Ziva, unless he's, but he's Chayiv in Shivanekiyim with just Shtei Ri'ios, with just two Ri'ios. So Sheshachtu, they shach the Karban Pesach, V'zarkwa Lav V'Shviyah Shalom. And they do this week, Saddam of his Karban Pesach on his seventh day of his Shivanekiyim after he already went to the mikvah. So he's planning on being tar that night. V'achar kach ra'a, and then later after the Zrika, he sees Ziva again. V'chein Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Sheshachtu V'zarkwa Lav B'Sheni Shalom. And similarly, if you have a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, where on the second day of her being Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, they shech the Karban Pesach for her and they're Zorik the Dam on her behalf. V'achar kach ra'asa, and then later on she sees more Dam. Harel Mitam Mishkav Moshev Limafreya. That they become Tamei Limafreya, meaning everything that they sat on, everything that they lied on, becomes Tamei because it's so ser all of the days of Shivanakim Limafreya, the entire day of a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom Limafreya. Upitur Milasas Pesach Sheni, but they're Pater from Pesach Sheni. So you see, Beferish Rabbi Yossi holds that a Shomeres Yom that becomes Tamei is Tamei Limafreya. So since she's and if you're still going to say she's Pater from Pesach Sheni, why would she be Pater from Pesach Sheni if she's Tamei Limafreya? It must be because it's Ritzit Tzitz. It must be because Tumas Atom works for Ziva as well. This Halachal Moshe Misinai works for Ziva as well. So says Mar, no. Amri Mai Limafreya Midrabanan. When we say that she's Mitami Limafreya, that's only a Din Midrabanan. Really, Minatora Zav on Yom Hashvi'i, a Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom, on Yom Sheni Shela, if she sees Dam, she's only Tamei Mikanu Lahaba, and therefore she's Pater from Pesach Sheni. Din Midrabanan, we're going to make that she's going to be Tamei even Limafreya. Va'af Raboshia Savar Mitami Limafreya Midrabanan. Raboshia also holds that the Tumah Limafreya is only a Tumah Midrabanan. D'tanya Raboshia Omer of Aval, it's unclear what the Aval is over here, Rashi points out, but Aval Zav Sharab Shvi Shalom. If you have a Zav who sees a flow on his seventh day, so Sarah Shalafanav. He loses all the days that he counted. Until that point, he's got to count 7 days again. Va'amale Rabbi Yochanan, lo yistar el yomo. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Rav Oshia, no, it should only ruin that last day, and he should just have to make up one more day, because he missed one day of his Shivanekiyim. So the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yochanan, manavshach, ikasav l'mafreya umetame afilu kula nistar. If you hold that it's metame l'mafreya, it should ruin his entire Shivanekiyim. And ikasav mikano labo umetame, and if you hold that it's only metame mikano labo, yomanami lo nistar, then it shouldn't even be so sir that one day. There's no making up that one day. Ela'ema lo yistar velo yama. No, what he meant to say is it's not so sir anything. That it's only metame mikano labo, and therefore it's not so sir anything. Because mikse yom kikulo, if he was supposed to count Shiva Nikiyim, and on the seventh day, he made it halfway through the day without seeing any flow, so Mitzas Yom Kekulo, so he had a full Shiva Nikiyim, and then whatever he sees later on in that day is not going to be a problem, L'mafreya, it's only going to be Mikan Alaba. So the Brisa says, V'armaleis, Rabbi Hoshi, says Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yossi, Koyekavasech. Oh, you say that there's no Tumma L'mafreya? That's exactly what Rabbi Yossi holds. Rabbi Yossi holds just like you. Iva Rabbi Yossi, Mutam Mishkov Moshe L'mafreya, but didn't Rabbi Yossi say that there is Tumma L'mafreya? Elav, Shema Minam, Mitam L'mafreya, Midrar Banan. It must be that Rabbi Yossi, when he says you're only Tumma L'mafreya, that you're Tumma L'mafreya, must mean that it's only Midrar Banan. But on a Dorais level, in a Chinami, you're only Tumma Mikanu L'haba. So Shema Minam, that's the Raya that Rabbi Yossi also holds, like Rabbi Yossi, that on a Dorais level, you're only Tumma Mikanu L'haba when a person sees a flow on the seventh day of the Shiva Nikiyim. Okay, now getting back to our bearings over here. This all started with a Shaila. Rabbi Bar Chama asked a question. When a Kohen is makriv the Karbanos of a Nazir or a Karban Pesach, and he's Tameh, do we say that there's Ritzoy Tzis on Tumas HaTaom for the Kohen as well, or is that only a din by the Bailin? So Rava wanted to answer based on what Rabbi Chia said. That Rabbi Chia said that Tumas HaTaom only works for Tumas Meis. So it must be that we're talking about the Kohen, that Tumas HaTaom does work if he becomes Tameh with Tumas Meis, but not if he becomes Tameh with Tumas Sheretz. But you do see that it works for a Kohen. And then Rav Yosef rejected it and said, no, we're talking about the Bailin, we're not talking about the Kohen. And when we say that it only works for Tumas Meis, you don't need to tell me it doesn't work for that it works or doesn't work for Tumas Sheretz of the Bailim, because the Bailim is Tumas Sheretz you can bring carbon for anyway. No, it's excluding that it doesn't work for Tumas Ziva of the Bailim. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that it would never be Shaykh for Tumas Ziva of the Bailim, because whenever you have Tumas Atom of Ziva, it means that he hasn't seen the flow yet. If he hasn't seen the flow yet, he's not Tameh. When he sees later, it's only Tameh Mikan Alaba. It's not going to be Mitameh. So it's not even Shaykh to talk about Tumas Atom of Ziva. So Nifshot Minad, B'Kohen Hutalo Tumas Atom. So maybe now our Raya is back. Maybe now from Rabbi Chia we can prove that Tumas Atom works for a Kohen. So Amri, my answer is Liolam B'Bailim. No, we're talking about the Bailim, Uba Pesach. We're talking about the Karma Pesach. The guy became Tameh with Tumas Sheretz. Because we said Tumas Sheretz. Of course, you're allowed to Shach for a Tameh Tumas Sheretz. No, Kasavar, Ein Shokht and Vizork and Al Tameh Sheretz, Visrach Lemute. No, because Rabbi Yossi must hold that you cannot do a Shechita in the Zrika of Karm Pesach, even for a Bailim who's only Tameh with Tumas Sheretz, and that's why I need to be told. That's why Rabbi Chia needs to tell me that Tumas Atom only works for Tumas Meis. It does not work for Tumas Sheretz. And if the Bailim is Tameh Sheretz, then Ein Achinami, his carbon is not going to be valid. That's Rabbi Yossi's Shechita, that Tumas Atom, that a person who's Tameh Sheretz, you're not allowed to be Shochet Vizorek on his behalf. So in the end of the day, if you hold that you're allowed a shecht for someone who's Tameh Sheretz, then you're going to hold that a zav is metameh l'mafreya, and when Rabbi Chia says that Tumas Atom only works for l'meis, it means as opposed to ziva. Whereas if you say that you're not allowed a shecht for Tameh Sheretz, then you're going to hold like Rabbi Yossi that Tumas Zav is mikanu l'haba, and when Rabbi Chia says that Tumas Atom only works for l'meis b'lvad, it means as opposed to a sheretz. Okay, so now the Gemara says whether we follow all that or not, we could pick up with the following. That Rabbi Yossi holds that if a person is already counting their clean days, and they see a flow on one of those days, it's only metame mikanu l'haba. It's not going to affect anything l'mafreya. So it says, well, wait a second. How does a woman become a zava gadola? A woman becomes a zava gadola only if she sees dam for three consecutive days during the yemei ziva. How does that ever happen? Meaning she sees for one day, so the next day she's a shemeres yom keneged yom. As soon as she wakes up in the morning, she's a shemeres yom keneged yom, so she's tahora because she doesn't see any dam. Oh, but she sees dam a second time, that day? Yeah, but that's only Mikan Laba. That has no shaykhus to what happened before, according to Rabbi Yossi. So how does a woman ever become a Zava Gadola? How do you ever have three consecutive days where they're actually connected to each other? And she's going to become a Zava Gadola. El Rabbi Yossi, Zava Gemura Heichim Shkachasa. Where do you ever find a Zava Gadola, according to Rabbi Yossi? Right? And they're a dinam of a Zava Gadola. Zava Gadola needs Shiva Nikiyim as opposed to just being Shomeres Yom. A Zava Gadola's got to bring Karbanos, whereas Shomeres Yom Kinegad Yom does not. So when do these dinim of a Zava Gedola ever come into play? That's the Maisa we've told over many times. When they were building the first mikveh in Tinek, the zoning board was questioning them what they need this place for. So they were saying a ritual bath, and you know, it's not always easy to explain Yiddishkeit to everybody. Like, why you got to hold your hand on your head when you drink water? How do you explain that there? Right? So they were explaining that, you know, a ritual bath and for purity. And one member of the zoning board kept on, you know, hammering away at them. Tell me what else. Give me details. What exactly happens? And they're like, what do you want from us? What do you think happens? He said, when do you slaughter the birds? Meaning it says in Leviticus that you're supposed to slaughter birds. Meaning he was aware that it said in Leviticus that you're supposed to shecht karbanos when you're a Zava Gadola. And like we said, Hilchas Nidus, not Hilchas Nidus, Hilchas Zava Gadola. So how does a woman ever become a Zava Gadola? Asked the Gemara. Bishofah says Gemara, if she bleeds straight. If she continues to bleed, if she doesn't have any moments of not bleeding, so if she bleeds for 3 days straight, where it's a flow of blood, and somehow she's still alive, you know, after hemorrhaging all that blood, so she's that would be the only case of a zava gadola. Or it could be that she sees dam for two ben hashmashos in a row. Meaning, let's say she starts seeing dam right before shkia. What day is today? Wednesday. She starts seeing dam Wednesday right before Shkia, right? So if Shkia tonight is 5:23, let's say, or thereabout, so if she starts seeing Dam at 5:22 until Tzeisakhavim, let's say 5:55, so she sees Dam for that period, and then tomorrow again, 5:22 to 5:55, so now she's had 3 days in a row, and she never was able to be Shomeres Yom Kineged, to be Sofer Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom. Why not? Because when Thursday started, she was seeing Dam. And you can't have a Mitzvah Yom Kikulo of a Svira of a Yom Echad middle of the day. A mitzvah yom kikulo always has to be at the beginning of the day. But when the day started, she was seeing dam. So that could be a way that a woman could become a zava gadola, even though Rabbi Yossi would hold that normally when she sees dam, it's only mikanu lahaba. That's how Rashi understands this line of the Gemara. Now, from the fact that it says she sees dam ben hashmashos, l'chora turns out that mitzvah yom kikulo would even apply belaila, meaning we're setting up a case where she's seeing dam when the calendar changes over from Wednesday to Thursday at night. So it sounds like, because if she weren't seeing dam at that time, then you'd say mitziyom kikulo. So apparently she could be shomeres yom kineged yom just at the beginning of the night and be tovel right away. Because if svira was only during the daytime, the Gemara could have just said that she was ra'asa balelos, and therefore when she started the next day, she was already tameh. Why did so? And because she couldn't be shomeres mitziyom. Why do you have to say that she was Rasa Binash Mashos right when the day started? Just say she saw Dam at some point at 3 in the morning. She saw Dam. So that's it. Now now this day is not going to be a Mixiyom Kukulo. So Tosos, however, asks on Rashi in the name of the Riva from a Mishnah Mesechus Megillah. The Mishnah Mesechus Megillah says in Daf Chaf that Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom can only be Tovelas from Neitzachama. So you see that Shmira is only Beyom. The Gemara over there says that Shomeres Yom Kineged Yom can only be during the daytime, not during the nighttime. So Tosus disagrees with Rashi. Tosus says Svira Smitzis Halayla is not a Svira. The fact that the Gemara doesn't say that she saw Belelos is because according to Rabbi Yossi, the Din Mitzis Yom Kukulo is said even Basof Hayom. So the Gemara had to come up with the teretz that she sees Ben Hashmashos and she's not able to be Shomer Sof Hayom. Meaning, we said for sure to have some time in middle of the day where she's not seeing Dam, that's not a Svira. That's not a Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. For sure, if at the beginning of the day it starts with not seeing Dam, that's a Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. What about if it's just the end of the day? So Tos suggests that maybe just the end of the day will also be a Mitzvah Yom Kikulo. Right? We pass in Hilchas Avelus. Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is only during the daytime, not during the nighttime. Person sits Shiva, they always get up in the morning. Why not say the seventh day of Shiva is already over at night? So apparently, Mitzvah Yom Kikulo is not Mitzvah Salayla Kikulo. That only Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo that we require part of the actual Yom. So that's a question. When do we say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo? When do you not? Rav Shachter talks about in one of his Svarim from one of the Achron, from the Piskei Tshuva, I think, raises a suffix. Well, why don't you say Mitzvah Yom Kikulo on Shabbos? half Shabbos. I'll keep a mitzvah siyom, and that's it. And then Shabbos will be over. Mitzvah siyom kukula. Why not say it by Tisha B'Av, by Yom Kippur, by anything? Life would be a lot easier. Say mitzvah siyom kukula. So Soloveitchik had this suggestion. They only say mitzvah siyom kukula when there's a malos, when it's not a calendar date, when it's something that's superimposed on the calendar, that there's a period of time that you need to be counting, but it's not about the day on the calendar. Whenever something's about the date on the calendar, then you're not going to say mitzvah siyom kukula because it's still that date on the calendar. But when I have to count 7 days, you can say, oh, okay, so that's 7 days because of mitzvah yom kukulo, when it doesn't have to be connected specifically to a calendar day. The real chakira by mitzvah yom kukulo is how do you understand it? Hilchos Aveilus comes up. How do you understand mitzvah yom kukulo? Do you say that mitzvah yom kukulo means that it's considered like two separate days, that you cut the day in half? So let's say on the seventh day of Shiva, person gets up during the day in the morning. So the first half of the day was day seven, and then the second half of the day is day eight, nafkamina for shloshim, right? Or do you say no? It's all one day, but the nihuge avelus of mitzas ayom count as if you were noeg avelus for kol ayom, but it's really all one big day. Okay, different discussion for a different time. Now the Gemara goes back to a different discussion by Rav Yosef. Kohen amaratza b'tamin. So we spoke about this concept of tumas hatahom, that the tumas hatahom is going to work if the bailim is tamei with tumas meis, maybe even if the kohen is tamei. We suggested the possibility that tumas hatahom, that there's a special halacha that the tzitz is going to be maratza for him. That's by a carbon pesach. That's by a carbon of a nazir. What about a carbon tamid? Let's say a kohen who's being makar of the carbon tamid, hutra lo tumas hatahom, if he becomes tamei with tumas meis that nobody knows about, so do we say it's tumas hatahom, so the tamid is kosher? Oh, low. Or do we say that no, there's no special tumas hatahom? Simtim tzalom koin amratza b'karmano sehen hutzalo tumas hatahom koin amratza b'tamin mai. This whole question is only working with the assumption that tumas hatahom works for the kohen by the tamid and by the nazir and by the osa pesach. If you say that tumas hatahom only works for the bailim, it doesn't work for the kohen, even by those karmanos, then there's nothing to discuss over here, right? Assuming that tumas hatahom is shayich to a kohen, does it work even for the kohen who's bringing the carbon tamid? So mi amrinu ki gemir. Do we assume that it's a special lechem from Sinai for Pesach, but not for Karmen Tamid? Oh, Dilma, yeah, if Tamid mi Pesach, or maybe we derive Karmen Tamid from Karmen Pesach. So Amar Rabbi, Rabbi says, Kal v'chomer, I'll give you a Kal v'chomer, that if it works for Karmen Pesach, it should for sure work for Karmen Tamid. Umab, makom shelo hutzalo tuma yadua. If in a Karmen Pesach where there is no, where a tuma yadua would not work at all, a Karmen Yachid, a person brings a Karmen Pesach or a Karmen Nazir, and the kohen who's doing the avodah is tamei, so it passels the karban, and yet hutra lo tumas hatahom, since this is an unknown tuma, so it's going to be okay. So makom shutra lo tuma yadua. So in the case of the karban tamid, where even if you know he's tamei, it's going to be okay. Meaning, because the karban tamid is a karban tzibur, and if there are no kohanim that are tahor, so tumas hutra b'tzibur, tumas duchi b'tzibur, whichever it is, so the kohen who's tamei is allowed to bring it. So you see that we're going to even allow sometimes for bringing a karmen tamid, even we're even going to allow sometimes when you know about the tumah. So for sure we're going to allow when you don't know about the tumah. It's somewhat questionable. Wait, we're making a kal v'chomer because we say by karmen pesach you're never going to allow tumah yadua. Is that true? We're never going to allow tumah yadua by karmen pesach. What have we been discussing this whole time? That if all of Klal Yisrael is tameh, so the karmen pesach is doch tumah also. The tumah utrubet zibur by karmen pesach as well. So you have to say that that the heter is not because the tzibur is the heter is only because the tzibur is not nitchal the pesach sheni on account of tumah. But let's say you had a case where all the kohanim were tameh, and they just became tameh right now, and it's already the end of the day on Erev Pesach. I mean, we already brought everyone's karmen pesach except for one guy. So the tzibur is already good. Klal Yisrael is already okay. But there's one more Karban Pesach to bring. And now all the Kohanim are tameh. There are no Torah Kohanim. Would you then say Tumah is Doch the Karban Pesach? No, we would not say that. So that's where Karban Tameh is different. If all the Kohanim are tameh, we haven't yet brought the Karban Tameh, because there's only one, the Karban Tameh, then we would bring the Karban Tameh b'tumah. But you wouldn't say that by a Karban Pesach. So that's the Kal v'chomer we want to derive from Karban Pesach to Karban Tameh. So says Gemara, so for sure Tumah Satom, Tom, if it works for Korban Pesach, should work for Korban Tamid as well. So answers Gemara, nah, Amri, Midai Nina Kal V'Chomer Me'Halacha. Can you do that? The methodology of learning Halachos precludes the possibility of learning a Kal V'Chomer from a Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. V'Atanya, and I'll bring you a Raya, because there's a Braisa, Meseches Nazir, where it talks about the following case. If a Nazir becomes Tameh from a Revi'ez Dam of a Mace, he's not Megaleach, it's not Soser, it's Nazirus. So Rabbi Akiva asked, I'll ask Kal V'Chomer, an Etzem Kisa'ora Min HaMeis is not Metame Ba'oel, it's only Metame Magumasi. You have a tiny piece of bone. Etzem Kisa'ora. It's not Metame if you're in the same room as the piece of bone. It's only Metame if you touch it, B'mago B'mas, or you carry it. So yet, if a Nazir is actually Magumasi, if he actually touches it or carries it, it's Soser is Nazirus. So Revi is Dam, which is even Metame Ba'oel, should for sure be Soser is Nazirus. So on that, Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer, Akiva, Etzem Kisa'ora, Halacha, Revi is Dam, Kal V'Chomer, Vein Dan Kal V'Chomer Me'Halacha, Etzem Kisa'ora, the whole dinner of an Etzem Kisa'ora being Metame Magal Masa is only Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. The idea of a Revi is Dam that you're trying to learn out, that if a Nazir comes in contact with the Revi is Dam, that he should be Megaleach, and he should have to redo his whole Nazirus, you're trying to derive a Kal V'Chomer from Etzem Kisa'ora. But the Halacha is, you can't derive a Kal V'Chomer from a Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. You can only make Kal V'Chomers from that which is Mefurish B'Torah, not from that which is only Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. So Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says Yalav Ma'ado Ma'ado Mi Pesach. No, the din of Tumas Atom by a Kohen is Makar of the Korban Tamid is derived from Korban Pesach, but not a Kal V'Chomer. Because you're right, you can't learn a Kal V'Chomer from Halacha Moshe M'Sinai. It's from the link we already have a Gezer Shava between Korban Pesach and Korban Tamid, which we've already used to tell me that Pesach is Docha Shabbos and Tamid is Docha Shabbos, that they're both Docha Tumah. It's the link of Ma'ado Ma'ado that we have a Gezer Shava that links them to each other. So that Gezer Shava and Gezer Shava Lamech. So that Gezer Shava is also used to tell me the din of Tumas Atom, that if Tumas Atom works for the Kohen who's Makrav of Korban Pesach, it's also going to work for a Kohen who's being Makrav of the Korban Tamid. So says Rav Tumas Atom Gufa Hechaksiva. Where does the Tumas Atom, where does it say it in the Torah? Now we've been working with the assumption already several times, it doesn't. It's Halachal Moshe M'Sinai. But now the Gemara is bringing in a conversation that must have already occurred in a different base medrash that's telling us how they arrived at that conclusion that it must be Halachal Moshe M'Sinai. Because first we're going to entertain actual psukim and see if it appears in any pasuk. So for Tumas Atom, Gufa, Hechak Siva. Where's the pasuk for Tumas Atom? So Amar Blazer, Amar Kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about a Nazir becomes Tamei, Vichy Yamus Meis Alav. So it sounds like he loses his Nazirus if he becomes Tamei, Bimichuveris Alav. When it's Yamus Meis Alav. Alav means he's fully aware of it. So it sounds like if it's only Tumas Atom, then he's not going to lose his Nazirus because there is this special din that the Torah is telling us that if it was a Tumah that nobody was aware of, it's not going to impact him. So says Gemara Ashkan a Nazir. Osa Pesach Minolim. That tells me the din of Tumas Atom by a Nazir. How do I know that for an Osa Pesach we also have the same Kula of Tumas Atom? So Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says when it comes to someone who's not able to bring his Korban Pesach on time and he's going to have to bring a Pesach Sheni, that the person was Tamei L'Nefesh or was Biderech Ruchoka, and it says Lachem. It says Lachem Alu Dorosechem, and then you bring a Pesach Sheni. So from that word Lachem, we darshin B'muchuveris Lachem. It's got to be a Tumah that you in the plural are aware of, but a Tumas Atom that nobody knows about, that's not going to preclude you from bringing the Korban Pesach. So Rav Shimon Lakish says, from the fact that it says Bederech, it's not from the word Lachem, it's Bederech, so we darshan Kederech Mad Derech Begalui, Av Tumanami Begalui, that just like that which is in the road is exposed and everyone could see it, so too, the only Tumah that's going to push you away from being Yotze, your Korban Pesach, is a Tumah that people are aware of. So these are three possibilities of where we learn the din of Tumas Atom from, either from Nazir, where Alav Mechuveres Alav, from by Pesach, which we would need in conjunction with Nazir anyway, from Lachem, or by Korban Pesach with Derech. So Meisveis says Gemara Ezu Tumas Atom. We learned in the Braisa that what is Tumas Atom? How do we define Tumas Atom? Kol Shlo Hikar Ba Echad B'Sof Olam. If it's nobody in the world is aware of this Tumah, but Hikar Ba Echad B'Sof Olam isn't Tumas Atom. If you have even a single person on the planet that's aware of it, then it's not tumas atom. So how does that fit any of the drushas we just said? The Rabbi Lazar Dam Rabbi Chaverusalav Adi Yadahu when according to Rabbi Lazar it says Chaverusalav, it should be, I don't care how many other people know about it. If I don't know about it, it should be tumas atom because the tumas be Chaverus Alav. So it could be the whole world knows about it. I'm the only one that doesn't know about it, and that would be enough for tumas atom if that's the real drasha. The Rabbi Yochanan Damar Lachem, and Rabbi Yochanan says that the heter from the fact that it says Lachem, b'mechaveres Lachem, that it sounds like it's got to be a tuma that you in the plural are aware of, adi adi beitrin, it should be that at least two people have to know about it, because Lachem is Lashon Rabin. So if only one person knows about the tuma, then it should still be tuma satom. And yet the Brisa said that if any single person in the whole world knows about it, it's no longer tuma satom. And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Damar Kaderech, so adi adi kulei alma, if the only thing that tumas atom won't apply to is if it's kederach, if it's exposed for everybody to see, just like the road, so then the whole world should have to know about it in order to take away the status of tumas atom. El tumas atom il tzugamirila. So it must be the tumas atom is halacha Moshe Sinai ukra asmachta bialma. And the whole pasuk is only an asmachta. And that's, of course, the famous Machlokas Rambam in the Ritva. The Rambam in the Akdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayos says that whenever we say that something is a din, is a lechel Moshe Sinai, and the pasuk is only an asmachta means it's a mnemonic device. It's just an easy way, it's a simin, an easy way to remember it. The Ritva in Mesach Roshan and Daf Tazayin says, no way. Asmachta is something very deep. It means that that it's not actually one of the Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Ben, but it's the Torah telling us that you're supposed to make this Russia. But be that as it may, Tumas Atom, the halacha is, because halacha Moshe Misinei, the halacha is, if anyone in the whole world is aware of it, then it's not going to be Tumas Atom. There's a fascinating tshuva in the tshuva's Torah Lishma in Simon Shin Pei. He discusses what happens when Eliyahu HaNavi, we know that Eliyahu HaNavi sometimes comes into this world and he acts like a person, and he dresses like a person, and he does things that a person does. So does he have a din of a malach, or does he have a din of a person? When he's a malach, he's a malach. But when Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he's a person, so does he have a din of a person? Does he have a din of a malach? L'may nafkamina, can I be mitzarif him to a minion? So every story is that he was the 10th guy, right? So I hope so. Otherwise, there were a lot of brachas of Atala. But can I be mitzarif him to a minion? Can he be motzi me in mitzvahs? Does he have a din of a ben adam, or does he have a din? So the Torah Lishma wants to suggest that you have a raya from this Gemara that he does not count as a person, that he's a malach. Because when he comes, Eliyahu HaNavi is aware of all the metzias everywhere in the world, right? That's the whole kuntz of Eliyahu HaNavi, of Teku, that he's aware of he's aware of everything. So Eliyahu HaNavi is aware of all the metzias. So there's no such thing as tumas atom then, because there's always echad b'sof ha'olam if Eliyahu HaNavi's hanging around. So there's always echad b'sof ha'olam that's aware. So it must be that it's that he has a din of a malach, that he doesn't have a din. That's what the Torah Lishma says. So in Gesher Chaim, Rav Yechimel Tukashinsky says not so. He says has many, many rayas that he has a din of a person, not a din of a malach. The Gemara says in the end of Maseches Ksubos, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would come Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos to his house, even after he died, and he would say Kiddush for them. So that was a similar type of thing, that he would be maluvish like a person. What about this raya that the Torah Lishma had? So says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, the yediya that he has is not a yediya that the halacha is talking about. Halacha says, Yada Echad B'Sof HaOlam. Yada means yediyas ben adam. His yediya is a Yediyah Samalach, but he is a Ben Adam. Okay, so Amar Baravashi, Lo Shanu El Shanod Lelach Hazrika, Duchi is Dark Dam, Shaper is Dark. This is only this idea that the Tzitz is Maratza for a Nazir, and also Pesach, with Tumas Atom, is only if you find out after the Zrika. So at least when you did the Zrika Saddam, it was all good. Avol Nodel Lefnei Zrika, Lo Maratza. But if you knew before the Zrika, then Tzitz is not Maratza. So Meis Fei Amotzi, Meis Mushkov Derach Bashal Derach, you find a Meis across the width of the road, Litruma, Tamei, so as far as truma is concerned, if you walk down that road, you're tamei. You're not allowed to eat truma. The nazir v'osa pesach tar, but for nazir v'osa pesach, you have tumas atom. You have the special kula v'kol tamei v'tar la'abahu. But that's always talking about going forward. So it sounds like even before the zrika, you're now allowed to do the zrika. Eli itmar hachi itmar. So what we must have meant to say is that Amar Rabbi Ravashi lo teima la'achar zrika hu demaratza avol no delo tnei zrika lo maratza. Don't think that tumas atom is not going to work if you haven't done the zrika yet. Even if you haven't done the Zrika yet and you find out about the Tumas Atom, still it's going to be Maratza. It's still good enough. Presumably, the way Rashi understands, at least you did the shechita already. So it says Gemara Gufa. Now we're going to quote everything, all the halachas about Tumas Tum in one convenient location right now. Hamotzi Mushkov L'Rachba Shal Derech. If a person finds a mace that's not all the dinim of Motzi Mace L'Rachba Shal Derech. You find a mace across the road. L'Truma Tame L'Nazar L'Sepesach Tar. So for Truma, you're talking not that Truma if you walk down that road, but if you brought a carbon Nazir or carbon Pesach, you're okay. But Medvar that's only when you didn't. There was nowhere that you, no way you could have gone down that road without walking over the mace. Of the Ishmakum Lavar off the Trumatar. But if the road is so wide that the mace doesn't go across the whole road, and you may have avoided it, then even for Truma you're okay because it's Savik Tumber Shasrab Mistar. But Medvar Shalim. That's only if the mace was intact. Of Meshubar Mufurik. But if the body was all over the place in pieces, Tar. You may have Shemei Ina Beina Prakamavar. Maybe you managed to wiggle your way between the pieces of the mace, and you never became tamei uba kever. But if all the pieces of the mace are in a single kever, then I feel meshubim mufurik tamei minesha kever mitzar. For the kever is mitzarifin, and the tumah is considered to be one continuous tumah. But medvar mamurim b'mahalich baragla. Then it's also only if you're walking normally by foot. Aval ta'un or rachluv. But if you're carrying a heavy burden or you're riding on an animal, tamei. Then we assume you're tamei. If you shemalich baragla, evshe shleiga v'lo ye'ahel. Aval ta'un or rachluv, evshe shleiga v'lo ye'ahel. Because if you're walking by foot, you could avoid touching the mace or being mayel on the mace. But if you're on an animal, it's wobbly and it goes in one direction or the other, you're not going to be able to avoid it. And this whole kula that we have, that the Nazir Nosa Pesach are going to be okay if you walk down that road, that's only if no one was aware of that tuma. But if it was a tuma that people were aware of, then you're tame. The Ezui tuma satom. What is the definition of tuma satom? Called Shalom Hikrba Echa B'Sof Ha'olam. Havalikrba Echa B'Sof Ha'olam means a tuma satom. Nobody on earth was aware of it. But so, Taman Bat Heaven Ba'afar B'Tsroros, if you find a body buried under straw or dirt or rocks, hareis the tumas atom. That's tumas atom. But b'mayim ba'afela b'nikike hasloim ain't the tumas atom. But in if it's in water, in darkness, or in crevices in rocks, that's not tumas atom. Because if someone looks closely, they'll be able to see it. So that's not called tumas atom. V'lomer tumas atom el lemeis bulvad. And again, the brisa concludes with what we started with: the tumas atom only applies to tumas mace and not whatever you're going to exclude from that, either tumas sheretz according to one opinion or tumas ziva according to the other opinion. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. Oh, yeah.